hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with... It's more music afternoons. I told you, Emily, we were going to mess up.
It's more music afternoons with Emily and Dave. Hey, what do you know about that?
Yeah.
It's both Dave and Emily and Emily and Dave and Rhonda. Rhonda's here supporting us. She is here supervising us because we are at the fair. We are live. Who knows how this is going to go down? It's going to be great.
We're so excited to be here at Sauk County Fair. So again, more music afternoons with Emily and Dave. And we're in the Big Red Circus Wagon. You cannot miss us as you come in the Washington Avenue entrance. So you can stop by, say hi to us. We'll hook you up with some swag later. We'll have a little bit of contest and fun later. We already are going to have interviews with the Sauk County Ferris of the Fair, Junior Ferris of the Fair, and our winner of the Cheesy Beer Bread competition who's heading to state. And I'll give you a hint. His recipe was fantastic.
Wait, so, is he going to bring us some? Because, you know, I didn't get to judge.
I don't think he is. I think we ate it all, Emily. Sorry. But that's okay.
Call me Marge Simpson.
Yeah. But I see deep fried Oreos, funnel cakes. We got Screaming Zeman's right across from us with brisket, barbecue pork, prime rib, and more. So we'll have them right next door to us. We'll be eating lunch here very soon. But again, stop by, say hi to us. We'll be broadcasting live until 8 p.m. I'm out here. Emily's out here. Rhonda's out here. Aaron Creno's going to be making an appearance as well. And we'll be talking to you throughout the afternoon. We'll explain to you how you can win some Max FM swag as well. Emily, excited to be here.
I'm super excited to be here. This is my first time inside the circus wagon, first time broadcasting live at the Sauk County Fair. It's just like the picture of summer. There's so many amazing colors. Then with the backdrop, of course, of the beautiful nature of Sauk County itself and all the trees and forests behind us and in front of us. And then, of course, there's a Ferris wheel. There's a candy carousel. There's pizza. There's Euros. There's the corn dogs.
I told you, deep fried Oreos. You know what's going to happen.
That just happened to me. That was 100%.
Squirrel like, twice.
Corn dogs. Funnel cakes.
Dave's not the only one that has the squirrel tendencies, in case anyone's curious. No. It happened to Emily this morning. It's now happening to her live on location. So
yeah.
Stop by, say hi to us. Emily and Dave in the afternoons on Max FM. I got it right. This whole afternoon thing's going to throw me. It's been a while since I've been on afternoons again.
That's
getting
great.
Transitioned back into this. We're broadcasting live till 8 p.m. from the Sauk County Fair. And this, you know,
this is a good song
this
for summer.
This is great.
Yeah.
38 Special. I actually saw it in concert a couple of years ago.
Of course
so
you did.
Great. So, 38 Special. Hold on loosely on Max FM. Emily and Dave live on location with Rhonda.
See it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And usually it's too late when you realize what you had. And my mind goes back to a girl I met 12 years ago.
Who told me?
Just hold on.
something you love.
And you'll never work a day in your life.
Just ask your favorite DJ.
The best music in the world.
The best.
The best music.
My favorite station.
99.7 Max FM. Oh!
You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Unbelievable.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Afternoons with Emily and Dave, live on location from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. I've got a very special guest with me this afternoon. Good afternoon, Kelvin. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well.
So, Kelvin, you're here because you won. You're the ultimate winner of the cheesy beer bread competition for the Sauk County Fair. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
So what made you decide to enter your beer bread recipe into this contest?
Oof. That was a split decision at probably 5 p.m. last night, and we baked it this morning without having any samples or tastes ahead of time. So we were as shocked as anyone else when we won. So
it was tasty. I was one of the judges for this, full disclosure. So I tasted all the breads that were entered in. All the breads were fantastic, using Wisconsin ingredients, and the flavor of yours was very unique. So tell us what makes your beer bread recipe unique.
I'd have to say it was probably the caramelized onions. It had some extra sweetness and a bit of jamminess. And we used bacon and a couple different extra sharp cheddars. We used a 15-year white cheddar and then a just extra sharp from Crystal Farms.
And I would say the caramelized onions definitely gave it that unique flavor based on being the judge. And the aged cheese definitely helped with that. So it was very good. It was moist. Yours was still warm when it got here, too. So that was delicious. And I got to try all the crust or the end pieces. I didn't do that on purpose. My favorite part of the bread is the crust, obviously, or that end piece. And so I got to try each one of those. And the reason yours did stand out was definitely the caramelized onions. And so now you're going to go to state for your recipe, correct?
That's right. Yeah. We've actually won the last two, county fairs. We won the cheesecake and bundt cake. So this is our third time to the state fair. And we're hoping we can put it all together this year. You know, we learn a little bit more each year. And, just learning from the other people who made bread this year, some of their different techniques we might bring with us to the state fair, things that we could take from the other participants.
Yeah, most definitely. And the cool part with it, too, with it was everyone got to talk afterwards. I had people come in and ask me about their recipes afterwards, which was unique for me being a judge as well. I was a little nervous, I'll be honest with you, about judging. And it was my first time ever doing it. I have to say, all the breads were fantastic. Everyone puts a lot of work into it. And it is so great you get to go to the state fair with that. So you won the last 2 years at Saucony for various other recipes, what you're saying then.
Yeah, yeah. So we had an idea how to go about it, you know, in the last minute.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. I mean, that's how I roll. So, Kelvin, well done. We're going to hook you up with a Max FM t-shirt before you leave. Congratulations. We wanted to get you on the radio. I said after you won, hey, let's get you over on the radio. I was real proud of you for this, and the bread was just amazing. First time I've ever had a cheesy beer bread with caramelized onions in it, and that definitely is what I think made it over the edge, in case you're curious how what made it for me go over the edge.
All right. Well, thanks for having me. And,
you bet.
You know, I'd like to thank my girlfriend for helping out. She was really supportive on the whole thing.
Well, that's usually how that works.
Emma Cleese. Yep.
Yes. Well, we appreciate her supporting you as well. And well done, Kelvin. Congratulations on winning the Cheesy Beer Bread Competition for the 2025 Sauk County Fair.
All right. Thank you.
You are welcome. Dave and Emily, we are broadcasting live on location. Afternoons with Emily and Dave. All afternoon long, we're here until 8 p.m. broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fair. Big Red Circus Wagon, you can't miss us. And if the boss is listening, Corey, this song's just for you, buddy.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. It hurts. And I am too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. And I am too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. No way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk. Sexy by far. And I'm too sexy for my hat. Too sexy for my hat. What you think about that? I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk. My little turn on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk,
yeah, on the catwalk, yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk. I'm too sexy for my cat, too sexy for my cat, poor pussy cat. I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave me. And I'm too sexy for this song.
99.7
hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Afternoons with Emily, Rhonda, and Dave.
Woo!
So we are
ladies
all through.
First.
Yes, ladies first. And so we're out here broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. What do you guys think of our spot here?
I love this. Like, perfect. I mean, we get to say hi to people. They can come up and chat with us. We can do some amazing people watching. We can check out all the food. This is the best.
It is the best. I mean, we're right at the entrance. You can't miss us.
Yeah. No. We're right off Washington Avenue. Big Red Circus Way again. Come over and say hi to us. And if you come up and say, hey, I heard you guys on the air, we'll hook you up with a can koozie.
Yeah.
We have been giving a few of those away to our listeners stopping by. We're broadcasting live till 8 o'clock tonight, and we're having a blast out here. Midway opens at 4 o'clock. That has been the question of the afternoon. Midway at 4 o'clock, then you can get on the rides, have a lot of fun with that. Rainfall Simulator, that's happening in the Sauk County Land Resources. 5 o'clock on the Fame Stage, Sauk County Historical Museum. Take flight at the fair. The first plane comes to Sauk County. That's exciting. Junior Sheep Show is at the WCCU Livestock Pavilion. ATV flat track racing. Emily and I'll be doing that at 6:30 tonight.
Yeah, we're totally racing ATVs on the flat track. Just come see. I'm just kidding. We're not. We're really jealous, though. We really want to do that. We've been talking about that all day, actually.
We have been. We're still talking about it. So
it's gonna be great. Rhonda's gonna ride on the top of the ATV.
Yeah. just bungee cord me up there.
We did have to practice with bungee cords and signs, but I don't know about human beings. We'll have to see.
We have gaff tape and bungee cords. What's the worst that can happen? Yeah, this seems safe. Yeah. I'll drive. With my one good arm.
Oh my gosh.
I've done crazier things. I'm just saying.
You know what? I'm just saying. We were just talking about that when we weren't on microphones, and we'll just stop there.
Yeah, we're not going to incriminate ourselves further on this one. So we are live on location, broadcasting from the Sauk County Fair again. Emily, Rhonda, and Dave, we're in the Big Red Circus wagon. You can't miss us. Stop by, say hi. Rhonda, what's your favorite part about being out at the fair?
Oh, I love the food. It's the unique stuff you can get here and nowhere else and no other time of the, you know, of the year. It's fair time.
It is fair time, and you can walk up and say hi to us. And Patrick is out here making faces at us.
Hold on, I got to have him say hi. This is our super agent to the stars, Patrick Freed. Say hello.
How's it going, everybody?
Hey,
it's going
great. You sound good for radio. You got a voice for radio. What do you know about that?
I've been told that before.
Woo! Well, maybe we'll have to have you as a special guest, but I'm going to yank it away. Bye. Come see me later.
This is what we do. See, everyone thought I was the only one that heckled people walking by. This is great.
So. I was going to say, they say 15 minutes of fame. Patrick got 15 seconds.
That's okay. That's all you need. I think it was about 3 seconds. It was the millisecond that we're missing today on this shortest day.
Yes.
If nobody heard our morning show, it's Emily, Rhonda, and Dave in the afternoon, and apparently that we're missing a millisecond today. Whoop, it's gone. All right,
it's gone. It's over. So stop by, say hi to us in the Big Red Circus Wagon. We're broadcasting live till 8 o'clock tonight. I do want to take a quick moment, say thank you to all of our broadcast partners today. Circus World Museum for Landsborough, Big Red Circus Wagon, Baraboo State Bank, Banking Better Together, Badger State and Truck Show, August 8th and 9th, the Badger Steam and Gas Grounds, Fireside Cabins, Handy Harry, LLC. If you want to see an example of their work, stop by. They built steps for us so we can get in and out of the circus wagon safely. This is nothing to do with Dave's shoulder. It's about everyone else getting in and out here safely. We may or may not have had prior incidents with people falling over. And
oh, no. That couldn't have had anything to do with the wagon.
No. With the little step that we had, this step that runs our power strip is what we were using to step in and out of this wagon.
That's not good. That's not good. No. These steps are beautiful. I'm going to have to talk to Handy Harry's because... Woo, yeah, they're like brand new. It smells like a new set of steps in here. It is beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So thank you to them for building those. T&B Mini Acres, Mobile Petting Zoo. If you want more information about them, we have their information. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, Iowa Waste Reduction Center, World Finance, Des Tackle Arms, and Crystal Grand. We're going to give away a pair of Crystal Grand tickets before we leave today, and you'll have to be listening on what you need to do to win those tickets. So we are going to hook you up with those a little bit later. Ladies, we're having a fun time out here.
We're having a fun time. Sauk County Fair. Ooh, live radio doesn't get any better than this.
No, it doesn't. Stop by and say hi to us in the Big Red Circus Wagon. Emily, Rhonda, Dave, in the afternoons, 99.7 Max FM.
Big deals.
Ho, ho, ho. You heard that right. It's the annual Christmas in July sale at Max FM Big Deals. Today only, you'll save an extra 15% off your entire order. No promo code needed. That's right. Take an additional 15% off prices on gift certificates for restaurants, retail, and so much more. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and stock up while supplies last. Make your summer a little merrier with Max FM Big Deals.
This week, the savings are sizzling at the Baraboo Fresh Market, where fresh meets friendly. Hi, this is Craig. Fire up your grill with bone-in country-style ribs, just $1.99 a pound. Or go fresh with juicy mangoes and Hass avocados, only 99 cents each. Stock the snack table with Bakery Fresh chocolate chip cookies, just $3.99 a dozen. And Kretschmar chicken off the bone, $7.99 a pound. Baraboo Fresh Market. Fresher items, friendly service, familiar faces. Stop in today and fill your cart with savings.
Planning a backyard party? There's one thing you just can't control. The weather. But with DNS Party Tents, you don't have to worry. Rain or shine, they've got you covered. From perfectly sized tents to tables, chairs, lighting, and even dance floors, they've got everything you need to throw the party you imagine. Whether it's a wedding, a birthday, or a graduation party, make sure your guests stay comfortable and your plans stay on track. Call 608-678-0033 for your free quote today. That's 608-678-0033. Welcome to the Sauk County Fair. If you love the rides, head to the new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Enjoy this ultimate thrill ride near Wisconsin Dells. Open 10 to 10 every day. Fun for the whole family. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com for ticket info and more.
Shoot over to Baraboo's premier indoor shooting range, Dez Tactical. Mention this ad and receive 30 minutes free range time. Check out their membership and training programs. Dez is closed Monday and Tuesdays. Offer valid only through July 11th. So shoot over to Dez.
The Iowa Waste Reduction Center will be hosting a free composting workshop on Friday, August 8th from 2 to 5 at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library in Baraboo. Come and get your hands dirty while learning how to make and use compost. Visit iwrc.uni.edu for information.
Join the big rigs with bigger hearts at Truckin' for a Cause at the Badger State Truckin' Show at the Badger Steam and Gas Grounds, August 8th and 9th. Country music concerts each night featuring big names like Kentucky Henutters. Go to badgerstatetruckinshow.org for details.
What's the best place to shop this summer? Macy's. It's our first ever Star Deals Week. 6 full days of store-wide savings on everything you want. From shorts and swim to fine jewelry, all up to 50% off. Plus, home updates from Hotel Collection, Green Pan, and more, up to 60% off. Not only that, shop Macy's.com for new flash deals every day that everyone will love. No membership required. So don't miss Star Deals Week and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Rhonda, an account executive at Civic Media, and you're listening to me on 99.7 Max FM. If you can hear me, so can your customers. Contact me about advertising at 608-340-2177 or email me at rhonda@max.fm.
Maximum hits.
It's
There's no stopping us now.
I actually get to hear different songs all day long.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Traveling in a freighted combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. From Peter's Law and Manchester. Can you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Rhonda and Dave broadcasting live at the Saucony Fairgrounds. We're in the Big Red Circus Wagon. You cannot miss us. Stop by and say hi to us. We're here until 8 o'clock tonight. And we're going to have some fantastic suede to give away as well. Stop by and find out how. Atlanta Miles, Black Velvet on Mix FM.
Always wanting more.
Religion that'll bring you to your knees. Black. 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Emily, Rhonda, and Dave, live on location, Sauk Honey Fairgrounds. They can't miss us, Rhonda.
You can't. We're right at the entrance.
We're right off Washington Avenue. Big red circus wagon. Thank you to Cirque du Soleil Museum for letting us borrow that. Stop by, say hi. We'll hook you up with some Max FM swag. We'll be doing some giveaways after 5 o'clock today, so we got some pretty cool things to give away. I'll give you a hint. Red Hot Chili Pipers.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be a great concert up to Crystal Grand. We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets after 5. Be listening on how to win those. Rhonda, what are you going to get for lunch?
Oh, I was just looking at the Ferris wheel. I was going to talk about the rides here. I don't know what I'm going to get for lunch, but Emily's eating next to me, and it sure smells good and looks good. It looks amazing.
And I ate already. I had a little snack.
Yeah. you have to take a little bit of everything, right? It's right. The fair. And so, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Cotton candy, pretzels, nachos, yes. Right in front of us. Oh, boy. And you saw the Ferris wheel.
I did.
Rides open up in 7 minutes. Tickets are in the midway. A little bit of a line to get tickets, but not too bad. So,
what's your favorite ride?
None of them. right? I'd say the bumper cars, but I won't be doing that with one arm.
No,
so, how about
no.
you?
I'm more of a Ferris wheel kind of girl. When I was younger, I did the Tilt-A-Whirl, but I don't think I could handle it now. I really don't.
No, not my cup of tea. We'll talk about later about the last ride I was on and the experience with that. That almost involved the fire department, is all I'm going to say.
Oh, goodness. That sounds like an off-air story.
Yeah, you know, we may talk on air about it because somebody will bring it up, I'm sure. So we are 99.7 Max FM, live on location, Sauk County Fairgrounds. Stop by, say hi. We'll be back with you after 4 o'clock. We're going to continue our 50-minute music after we have a look at news and weather on Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home.
Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
Baraboo State Bank, a cornerstone of the Baraboo area since 1857, is proud to help sponsor the 99.7 Max FM broadcast at the 2025 Sauk County Fair. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, at least 119 have died in the floods, and the search continues for more than 170 others missing. A local government official tells ABC News Kerrville Area River Authority had approved a contract last month for a flood warning system to help with emergency response along the Guadalupe River.
They planned a, quote, kickoff meeting for mid-July, we're told, and approved $73,000 for a company to develop a flood warning system in Kerr County. It was not for sirens or a system to warn the public directly, but a dashboard to allow emergency managers to view real-time stream flow and rainfall data. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In New Mexico, at least 3 people died last night after a storm triggered historic flooding in a village that was scarred by last year's wildfires. President Trump posted new tariff letters on social media warning a half dozen countries, including Algeria, Iraq, and the Philippines. Tariff rates will go up on August 1st if they don't finalize a deal. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. 2 separate double homicides are being investigated in Wisconsin. The victims and suspect in a Portage County shooting over the weekend identified John Schulfer, allegedly shot his parents, 52-year-old Paula and 53-year-old Dale, at their home. He approached officers with a weapon, was shot when he didn't comply with commands to drop it. The 35-year-old is hospitalized, facing potential homicide charges. In southern Wisconsin, the Middleton couple was murdered and the suspect later committed suicide. The Dane County Sheriff's Office called to a home in the town of Middleton Tuesday afternoon where they found a man and woman dead. The suspect fled the scene, but later in the day was spotted in Vernon County. Authorities there say the suspect was pulled over but refused to comply with commands before killing himself. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, slight storm chance, low 60s. For tomorrow, more humid, partly sunny, isolated storms, high in the mid-80s. Low 80s Friday, scattered storms. Some storms still possible Saturday, dry and pleasant Sunday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 80.
99.7
A big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place. they're singing,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hot man, shouting in the street, gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
All right. Paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime, and bad mistakes I've made a few.